Okay, so we are back in session. It's 7:32.
I believe Trustee Olson was going to make a motion.
I'll make the motion to resume the regular board meeting.
Second.
Okay, a roll call, please.
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Vaccaro.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Zayas, yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Danny, absent.
So we are back in regular session, and we're discussing salary.
Right. At this time, I'm going to bring a motion to increase the director's salary by 3%.
Second.
Is there a second to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Discussion?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that, you know, her large increases have been because she hasn't had any help. And she has the help now, and even though she's managing, I'm fine with keeping it the same or doing something that's like a 2%. But that's just my thought.
Having the assistant director, she frees up her time to do other things, so she's taking on other projects that maybe fell by the wayside when trying to do the assistant director position too. And we get other positions in there, but not a designated assistant director. So I don't think she really had anyone who could take over some of those projects until this time. But it does free her up, so it doesn't mean that she has all this spare time. And she still has all these projects to do and can take on more, and the salary increase should be commensurate with that position. That's my opinion.
Given the fact that while not a past fact yet, but the average board, the average merit increase for library staff is tentatively budgeted at 3%. I don't believe that 3% is warranted. I think the evaluation shows that she's on the average side, and I would concur with Trustee DeSchmidt that 2% might be more appropriate than 3.
So will we have made a motion out there for 3%?
A motion and second for 3%.
Okay. So you do a roll call on that?
Sure. Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Vaccaro.
Yes.
DeSchmidt.
No.
Zayas, yes. Olson?
No.
Boyer?
Yes.
Danny, absent.
Okay, 3%. 3% is the
3%
increase.
Of her base salary.
Okay, now, regarding her goals, we make a motion on her goals? Or just tell her to call it? Trustee DeSchmidt had not, you know, comment about the Bagmobile. I forget how we've done that in the past. Trustee Olson, do you remember?
I think that I think it would be appropriate for us to come up with a agreed upon set of goals. I don't think we're at that point tonight.
Okay. So the goals will be coming.
So should we call her back in at this time?
It'd be nice to see her goals. I did ask her the other day. I said, Carolyn, you only had one goal. She goes, this is the same goal I've had for 13 years. And I'm like, I know, but it's only one goal, to attend more meetings. I go, don't you have any other goals? She says, that's it. So that concerns me, you know, and that's why I voted the way I did.
I'd like to suggest that we take up her goals at our next meeting.
Our next regular meeting?
Yes. And that we formulate those, and I think those can be done in public. I don't think those need to be done in executive session.
No, I don't think so.
Should we send them to you or send them to somebody, our goals that
Should we call the director back in?
Well, should we have, say, a combination? We could have goals for her, and if she comes up with goals, maybe then we can see
them
the next
week. We need to hear hers like we usually do.
I thought and these then, were her goals.
Yep.
Yeah, but I thought she already put her goals on paper.
Okay.
Maybe we should call her. And that way we have a solidified, those are my goals.
Right.
Okay. Is it okay if I go on my cell phone and just call her?
Yep.
Okay.
These are the goals, and then we... And I went through and I made some changes, but I know there were a lot. So we can go over it with her tonight. That's fine.
And the goals there, highlighting some of the goals.
Well, basically, she has a marked as 2024-2025 fiscal year director goals. It should be 2025-2026. But you go into goal one, it talks about measurable July 2025, October 2025, January 2026.
Right. They have to have measurable values, so
right.
We know where.
We laugh every time. We don't care.
At least I'm going to point out the dates. So this document is the. Yeah. Anybody's ready to tell her what?
Okay. We did talk about your raise, and we're agreeing on the 3%.
Thank you.
So that total would be, and I do write it down. It'd be $136,110.30. 30 or 36?
So, well, basically, the 3% will be calculated by the business department, whatever that 3% is.
But you do want some measurable goals. You had written out some goals and given us some goals.
So yeah, I just wanted you to clarify just
sure.
this one with the red highlights. Are these the goals from 24-25? And these that are written out are
new ones.
The new ones that are added on, because are these just new, period?
Okay.
Okay, because the date was the same.
I apologize for that, yeah.
We just wanted to be sure.
So basically, I think that the goals are, the way that the budget is, we're either going to go in one direction or the other. So if we go in the referendum direction, then we'll be looking at the space needs and campaigning for a referendum. If not, then we talked as a management team and brainstormed for the strategic plan today. So we're looking at the building and what we can do just with, you know, the $900,000 that we have, like lobby, restrooms, a lobby refresher, carpet, new furniture, new shelving, and work towards those goals, or we go for referendum, whatever the board decides on.
Does that seem appropriate to everybody?
Well, how does the HVAC issue go into play? Because we're patching everything up. Where are we at? Like, I feel like
that is going to take.
Gonna, like, tumble like.
That's going to take a referendum. That's a couple million dollars to take all three buildings and fix the pneumatic controls to put them into a brand new system.
So, like Trustee Olson mentioned about certain monies that we get, we should be saving rather than spending. So did you want to elaborate on that?
Well, the point I was making is, as we got additional funds for the lapsing of the TIP district and those taxes flowing to us as opposed to the city, I strongly argued a year ago that I thought that we should be reserving those funds for our future capital needs. And the 24-25 budget, in fact, didn't do that. It added staff and added other consumables. And I'm very concerned about our ability to move forward. And I think our budgeting, as we're doing it, isn't looking to that goal. I think that we're going to probably over the course of the next year be considering where we go with the space needs analysis. My personal bias is I think we need to go to referendum. But ultimately, it will be the decision of this board what we're going to do and what we're going to put out for the public's consideration. I was pleasantly surprised by an article that ran in, I think it was the Tribune recently, that talked about what had happened in DuPage County as far as referendums and how referendums had fared well based on income levels of those communities. And it showed that in communities with average household incomes of in excess of 100,000, I believe the number was, that they were successful. I believe our current community is now somewhere around 130,000, which puts us up far above that. And I don't know what we're going to see as far as the space needs analysis outcome. I have visions. Mm-hmm. And
but I think if we don't do the referendum, we still have the $900,000 in surplus that we could put into the capital fund expenditure and use some of that to utilize some of the projects. If we don't, I'm just trying to explain it's there.
But we have, I believe we have a lot more than $900,000 available. I mean, we currently have a surplus of $3.9 million, including the $900,000. Probably $1 million of that relates to restricted funds, and we're whittling that number down, so it's probably closer to $3 million that potentially might be available internally. But I still think that our needs are going to be shown to be in excess of that, to a point where we're going to have some sort of borrowing.
Okay, this is a great conversation, but we hear about the goals.
No.
And you brought something up very interesting. We asked her to come in here. Is about, well, we can have these goals done. We're going to finish them tonight. We're going to finish them at the next meeting. And I would like to stay on that.
So are the goals not acceptable? I think that I have the conservative budget.
They're acceptable to me, but I think
there are additional things that we need to be looking at, and I think the feeling of this group is that we'd like to come back together at the next board meeting, and in the meantime, push back to the leader of the board the additional things that we think need to be set as goals and ways that they might be measured.
I'm not sure if that's a majority, but there was some voices that said that.
I think we were looking at things like measurable, for example.
Maybe the leaders in quantity of words. Maybe not everybody's.
I think they're all measurable. I focused on that.
Well, I know Mallory at the one board meeting was talking about the strategic plan, and she says we really have to focus on measurable goals. So it's always been something we're trying to do. So instead of working with assistant director to implement the use of the book bike, it's great, but add attend 4 events minimum per year implement in the community.
That's what we did today. We talked today because my goals are supposed to follow the strategic plan. So when we have the strategic plan goals outlined, I was going to come back and let you know what came out of the strategic plan because it's supposed to coincide with each other.
And that would be your goals? Mm-hmm. From that.
Yeah, and like the space needs assessment, I put in further goals may arise from that if there are, you know, directions from it. So
what you would want to say, for example, for goal 2, oversee space needs assessment, you could say, what we are looking for is what will be completed. Is there a list or dates started or completed? But to just measurable goals, space needs assessment will be completed. The measurable is to provide what and the date you're projecting to finish that.
We don't have that information.
But you can just forecast it.
We will know more at the May board meeting when Dan and Tiffany come and show you the designs.
And the cost.
And that's when you guys are going to have the tough conversations. And then, you know, everything on my list is measurable. I mean, I'm not going to increase circulation statistics by 3%, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that we stay conservatively fiscal. I'm going to make sure that we complete the strategic plan and have measurable goals out of the strategic plan. I'm going to make sure that we do the space needs assessment. If we go to referendum, we're going to do a conclusive campaign. If we don't go to referendum, we're going to get the lobby restrooms done. You know,
good example was when Mallory was talking, she was explaining, how do we measure that we say hello to everybody when they come in? We have to think of another way to do it. So when you mention that I'm going to walk around, daily walk around's completed, well, maybe I walk around and engage with manager and get manager feedback.
I do it every day.
But put that down as the measurable. So that way, it's not like you just walked around. You met with the manager.
I do that every day.
That's fine.
I think my goals are sufficient.
Nothing else to say.
If you think you don't know enough until the May 4 meeting, this probably wouldn't be the best time to vote on this thing, since you don't know enough until the May 4 meeting.
I think it's a start. I think we should approve these to start with, and then we can come back and amend them if needed or add on to them.
I'd say talk to Mallory because she understands what measurable goals are.
Measurable goals are just walking around.
It's engaging with somebody. Engage with the manager and talk about an upcoming event, period.
Oh, my gosh. Lynn, I do that every day.
But it's not in writing.
Okay, I'm going to bring a motion to approve
you
these goals.
You said it's in
writing. Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion?
Well, I did have a discussion. The personal goal is just one goal. And I was looking for more, and I asked the director if she had another goal other than attending meetings. And she said no.
The goals that Carolyn is expressing are what I would consider to be soft goals that aren't measurable.
It's your opinion, right. It's your opinion.
The question was, what's our additional input? Not regurgitating again certain topics that come up repeatedly.
Can we have the roll call first?
Yes. Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Vicaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
No.
Sias, yes. Olson?
No.
Boyer?
Yes.
Danny, yes.
Okay.
I'll bring a motion to adjourn.
Second. Okay, a second. Okay, roll call, please.
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Carl.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Danny absent.
Okay, it is 8:52.
We'll bring back any amendment.
7:52.